Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. How you doing?
I am doing really well. So I want to dive into a little bit about Pace, one of the many teams that you cover here in the area. Flag football, they've had a historic season, but unfortunately it came up a little bit short, losing in the regional part of the tournament. But my question is more about how flag football has grown, how you've seen flag football grown over the course that you've covered it, and what its importance is, in your opinion, to the area.
You know, when it first started out, you know, Navarre and Pace, I think, got teams at the same time. And, you know, they weren't great teams at that time, but, you know, they were decent. They had their moments. But, you know, these last few years here, you've really seen it kind of grow in this area. I mean, Choctaw's always had a good team, but, you know, Navarre and Pace, Navarre went to the Final Four last year. Pace just about made it to the Final Four. So it really kind of shows how good of, you know, how good flag football is now and how much talent there is. And I think it's great for the girls to have this chance to play this sport and, you know, play flag football. I know some, you know, I know Navarre really wanted, and obviously Pace has the athletes that really want to play the sport. And it's just going to keep getting bigger. You know, I think, you know, Navarre should be a lot better next year. And really Pace is only going to lose one player. So the Patriots will probably finally get their shot to go to state next year. I'm sure, and it's going to keep getting bigger from here, which is cool to see, especially in the spring. It gives adds one more thing to watch in the spring months.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the involvement for more people to do different things obviously is really big. Like, we have lacrosse here as well. Where I'm from in Indiana, we don't have flag football. We didn't have lacrosse, except for a few places had it. I mean, I think that as far as athletic opportunities for high schoolers, and even, you know, going down to the middle school level as well, Brian, I think that we've got a really good base for people to get athletically involved in some way, shape, or form, whether it's, you know, cross country and track, whether it's flag football, whether it's volleyball, whether it's, you know, all of the different sports, football, basketball, baseball, softball. I mean, there's so many different things that the area offers that it can encourage, you know, kids to get out and stay active and maybe even find a sport that they fall in love with.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, obviously there's always been, you know, things like baseball, softball, track. I mean, those have always been big sports in the spring, but now you throw in like flag football and lacrosse and, you know, both sports have just kind of grown, and you see a lot of athletes, you know, that maybe great in soccer, great in basketball, you know, they're playing flag football because, you know, their athletic ability, you know, lends itself to being good in that sport. And, you know, they're going to continue to draw a lot of interest. I don't think it takes away from the other sports. I think there's plenty of, you know, participation in those other typical sports that you see in the spring. But, you know, adding flag football and, you know, lacrosse, you know, it's great for the kids. You know, those rosters are pretty good sized. And I think you're going to just continue to see the interest grow and continue to see the talent get a lot better in this area too.
So speaking of teams that are really good, and we mentioned baseball and softball a little bit, Pace's baseball and softball team, I mean, they're about as good as they come here in the area. Both of them winning districts. The baseball team's been good. Obviously got one of the best pitchers in you know, the state. But speak on how good Pace and the baseball and softball teams have been, Brian. And is this any surprise that both teams won districts, or is this expected that both these teams are as good as they seem to be?
No, this was an expectation for both teams to win districts. They both went back to back, interestingly enough. And Pace, both teams are, you know, returned most of their players from last year. The softball team went to the Final Four a year ago, and they returned pretty much everyone except for a couple of girls. And then the baseball team, you know, they were a season team. They got a lot of experience last year, and I think they kind of saw this chance to, you know, contend for a state championship coming this season. And then, you know, they added a guy like Walter Ford, who reclassified to senior for this season. He's an MLB first round prospect. I mean, and I saw him pitch last night. He has a chance to be the next great baseball player out of this area to go pro. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Matt Cronin when he was here at Navarre. And now, you know, now Pace has Walter Ford, and they got a good pitching staff. They got great hitters, and, you know, Pace softball has great pitching and great hitting. So both of those teams have what it takes to get to state. And it won't be a surprise at all if both teams end up playing for state championships in a couple weeks.
When you're seeing a pitcher that is as talented to go in the first round as what we've seen with Pace, does he just jump off the field at you? Is he that good, Walter? Where you're like, holy crap, this guy is the best player on the field. He's one of the best pitchers I've ever seen.
I mean, you know, he had some iffy moments last night just because of, you know, a couple errors, but he settled in, you know, and he really calmed down. He didn't let the moment become too big. And I think that's what jumped out, you know, last night seeing the pitches, just the way he handled a regional playoff game and not getting rattled when, you know, things don't go your way early. Just kind of, and that's what you want out of a pro, a guy who's going to handle the pressure, handle the moment, and, you know, shake off all the bad stuff. You know, last time I think he had one batter he threw 12 pitches to, but you know, that's a lot of pitches to throw to one guy, but you know, he didn't let it rattle him. I mean, he's deceptive in some ways. You look at him, he doesn't look like he'd be a first round pick. You just look at him, but when you watch him play and you watch him handle himself, you just see that guy, that he's special enough to be a first round type of talent and have a great career in pro baseball down the road.
So I wanted to dive into your column that you have, Brian Out Loud with the Navarre Press, and I didn't really dive too far into it, but the opening two statements are, we need a new rule book written on how certain things should go when it comes to sports. Things need to be off limits simply because they serve no real purpose. What, give some people maybe some insight on why they should be reading this article. What exactly is it about? Is there one thing that particularly comes to mind that you think needs to be rewritten?
Well, it really has to do more with just how people act in the example they set. Like, you know, a dad or a parent getting too involved when, you know, your kid quits and you're still commenting on social media about, you know, the team and criticizing the team still, even after your kids quit the team. You know, that's one of those things. If your kid quits, you know, fine, but don't keep attacking the team and hoping, you know, they have failure down the road and making comments about how the coach should be fired. I mean, because, you know, a parent, they're supposed to set a great example for the kids. And, you know, making those kind of comments on social media, you know, they'll serve no purpose. And a kid, if he quits, you know, don't take quitting as your option. You know, I mean, even when your team's doing bad, you know, a kid's got to find a way to, you know, tough it out. The best players tough it out no matter what the situation is, you know, and you really see the true colors of an athlete when you're not winning, because it's easy to be happy when you're winning, but when you're losing, you see which kids are really ready to stick it out no matter what. And then the other thing I mentioned too in that column was just about how, you know, coaches, you know, when they get in maybe an argument with an assistant coach on the sideline in front of the players, in front of the fans, you know, that's something you don't want to do. You know, if you have an issue with each other, you know, disagreement about how you're calling play, something like that, you know, that's something that needs to be settled in private, in, you know, not in front of the kids and in front of the fans.
Right, right. And I couldn't agree more with you as far as the parents are concerned. You know, that the coaches are there to coach. You don't need to coach from the sidelines. I mean, we all, I think, at some point have seen or witnessed it way more than we need to, where parents are coaching from the sidelines and telling the kid to do this even though the coach doesn't want him to, and it turns into a little bit of a bad situation with some friction there, and that obviously is something that you never want to see. But definitely on board with you, Brian, with those comments. A pleasure, as always, to have you on. You have a good rest of the week, and I'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Drew. You have a good week, too.